Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Richard with anchorman Paul Rasmussen. Paul, I'm going to ask you a personal question. Do you use a diffuser at home or do you burn candles?
None of the above. I do burn incense on occasion, and when I do that, I usually crack a window open to keep the fresh air going.
If you do that, do you sit in the lotus position?
I don't know. I just kind of like the smell of certain kinds of incense. Like I've got one right now called teak wood and tobacco.
Well, one of the things that we collectively don't think about, because I have a diffuser that I use to keep the air moisture, especially in the wintertime, you know, in the bedroom.
But is it scented?
You can use oils to scent it, or you can just use it as water vaporized.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But apparently that can be an issue for people that might not even realize it's an issue. You know, talking about...
Especially the candles.
Yeah, so...
I was reading recently a few days ago about that.
Janine Humphrey is an environmental consultant at MARS. Janine, good morning. Welcome to KDK. So what is MARS, first of all?
Good morning. MARS is an environmental testing company. It stands for mold, asbestos, radon, and smoke.
And the reason I point that out, Janine, and we have a community here that's called MARS, so I didn't want people to be confused.
Yeah, I've seen that in a few other states, too.
So, that said, you heard Paul and I discuss scents in the home, and part of what you do is see what the effect is on us, human beings. So, what did you discover?
So that is correct. So we also do chemical testing as well. We do a lot of things for homes with asthma, allergy-like issues, chemical sensitivities, and VOCs, or candles, sorry, it's early in the morning here, candles and diffusers can heighten that in people with sensitivities. So that's one of the things that I got into this field for, is I have chemical sensitivities myself. Our homes are usually pretty tightened up, and so a lot of that stuff just kind of recirculates in there, and then we take it into our lungs because it is fine particulate matter in the VOCs, and sometimes that can trigger breathing issues or sensitivities to that.
And obviously this time of year, a lot of people drag in a real Christmas tree on top of and then certainly there are a lot of people that do like to burn scented candles and use diffusers and also those air fresheners that plug in. We got a lot going on now that you mention it.
Yeah, we do. We want our homes to smell good.
Which people are they? Are we talking about that have these sensitivities, and what are their symptoms?
So, a lot of people can have different sensitivities to things. It may not even be someone in your home. It could be a family member that you invite over. Sometimes it can be hives. Sometimes it can be coughing. Sometimes it can be eyes burning, itchiness. So there's a lot of different types of things that it can cause, but mainly it's going to be headaches, eyes, throat, coughing, stuffy feeling, things like that.
And obviously, if you add pets to the equation, a dog or cat, that I would imagine ratchets it up quite a bit. So what do you recommend? Obviously, if people are having issues, then they sense something's going on. But is there an air cleaner that you can get for your home that works that you recommend?
There is. So if you do have something going on or something does change and you bring something new in your home, stop using it and kind of see how you feel. You know, you can choose unscented beeswax candles, but I mean, everybody wants it kind of for the scent. If it's something that you really like to have, something everybody should have is air purifiers in their home. Air purifiers, especially with the activated carbon filtration and HEPA filtration, really help improve the air, but it's also going to lessen the amount of VOCs and is going to grab it as it's being put off from the candle. So it very well may help. And also change your HVAC filters regularly. But the other thing that I like to do is open the windows once a day for about 15 minutes, even when it's cold outside. That fresh air inside your home will really do wonders. And you want to do that, make sure that you're doing that when your indoor air quality outside is good too as well.
I'd like to go back to the air purifier question because I was considering replacing the one I have. What should I be looking for in an air purifier?
Good question. So a couple things you should look for. You want to have that HEPA filtration and that carbon filtration. You also want to look at the square footage of the room that you are going to be putting it in and make sure that air purifier is going to be adequate for that room and how much it's going to do every 30 minutes or every hour. What's it purifying? And then also look at the cost of the replacement filters. That's a very important one, because if those replacement filters are not affordable, then you may find yourself not replacing it. And when that carbon does need replaced, you have to replace that carbon right away.
Good advice. Appreciate your time this morning. Thank you.
No problem. Thank you so much. You guys have a great day.
You too. That is Janine Humphrey with organization called Mars, and they study the air quality inside your house.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.